Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to focus in on Mayfest that is coming up in just a couple of weeks this morning. We do this every year, and Kathy Valentine joins us. Kathy, you've been, you and I have done this, I'll bet, at least 10 years now.
At least.
If not more, about talking about the big event that is Mayfest. And Melissa Suter here, the horticultural specialist. And you've been coming in a few years with your Virginia Tech colors and waving the Virginia Tech banner as you come in here. But yeah, this is I know it's spring when you two. when we set this up, that spring is coming. 30th annual Mayfest, and Kathy, it's a big event. It's an important event for Rappahannock Adult Activities.
It certainly is. It's the one time of the year that we have a large fundraising activity. But not only that, we do this for the people that we serve. It gives them an opportunity to come out on a Saturday and have some fun and do and listen to music, do some dancing, have some good food, and enjoy themselves. So we like the public then to come out and join us and have the same kind of experience, if not better.
We'll get into all the details of what happens at Mayfest, but like you say, it's for just a whole wide spectrum of people. It's a fun activity and really a good chance, like you say, to learn about the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities.
That's true. A lot of people don't understand what happens to the person that may have intellectual disabilities or developmental disabilities. And we certainly are there serving a large part of that population in the area because we serve the severe and the profound. And that means that the people that normally you wouldn't see sitting at work at, say, Lowe's or anywhere else in the community, you don't see them out there, but you see them in the community because we are 100% trying to be community engaged with our people. And you will see them on the streets of Fredericksburg. You will see them in Spotsylvania. You will see them in Stafford, Caroline, and King George. They go into the stores. They go into different areas. They're working right now also with the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging. Mm-hmm. They have lunches with them. The seniors in our group meet with the seniors, and they are having a blast. So you see them in different areas, but it's a population that most people would think of just kind of sit in a little cubby somewhere and never get out. But we are committed to getting them out in the community and for people to know them.
Yeah, and it is. A lot of us, I mean, you've opened up a whole new world to me, and just in talking about what Rappahannock Adult Activities does, because I don't know that I did not fully understand it.
Yeah, it's a changing world for us because the Medicaid waiver as of July goes into effect, June, July. And when it does, the whole waiver system has changed. And what the waiver system involves is that the government, you have to apply for the waiver, and then the Commonwealth is providing a waiver which pays for you going to an activity center, you having residential, you being able to do any of the medical needs you might have through a Medicaid waiver. And it's an important aspect because if the waiver's not in place, then there is no extra funding. And families are then in a real bind as their children age out through adulthood.
We're going to get into this more, too, as we go along this morning, talking about Rappahannock Adult Activities. But as far as Mayfest goes, it is on Saturday, May 7th is Mayfest. But besides that particular day, Melissa, one of the biggest things and one of the things that the people around here I know, lots of people wait for is the plant sales.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And that starts on the 30th.
Yes. The plant sale actually starts on the 30th at 10 o'clock in the morning. Last year, we had people standing in line at 8:30. waiting to get in.
Wow.
So that was the first year that I've kind of experienced that. So that gives you an idea of how much we've grown over the past few years. Lots of plants to choose from, vegetable plants, annuals, hanging baskets, containers. And, you know, one thing that I don't think people realize when they come to our plant sale, you know, this stuff, you know, we order in a very small amount. About 90% of what we sell, we have grown. And when I say we, it's myself, the individuals that we serve at Rappahannock Adult Activities, some Master Gardener volunteers that we have. But, you know, our individuals come out on a weekly basis, every single day, and they come out and they label pots and they put soil in pots. They help me plant. Those are capable, help me plant. And people don't realize how much that means to those individuals. You know, I have individuals, I'll see them at one of their sites. Can I come help you? And, you know, they're so eager to help and they're so eager to be a part of something. And that's why I do what I do. And, you know, it means a lot to them and it means a lot to us. And they enjoy seeing the fruits of their labor. They enjoy seeing people come to buy their plants.
You've said that before, and I came out and saw you last year.
Yeah.
And you could see it. You had some people there working on some of the labeling and just moving some things around, and you could just see that there was just a great pride in what they did.
Yeah. They take a lot of pride in what they do, a lot of pride, and they enjoy it, and they enjoy the colors. You know, right now everybody wants to come out and see everything because it's pretty. So we're doing tours every day with the individuals. They come on out and check things out, and they check on me is what I tell them they're doing. But
these plants are, and I understand why people would want to get in line for them because of just the wide variety that you have.
Yeah,
and they're really good quality.
Yeah, we try. We do our very best. These plants are definitely taken care of. It's not a plant that's grown in a box store somewhere that's forgotten or never watered. Or, you know, I spend quite a few hours a day with a water hose in my hand anymore. I think I have calluses, actually, from them. But we have, on tomatoes alone, we have over 4,500 tomato plants, and we have almost 3,000 pepper plants. And in addition to that, we've got watermelon, cantaloupe. And one of our hottest things with the vegetables are the heirloom tomatoes. Everybody's on the heirloom kick of wanting to get back to those more old-fashioned type tomato plants. And so we have quite a few varieties of those. I think it's about 10, 12 heirloom varieties of those.
Are those big tomatoes?
Some are big. Some are the cherry tomatoes. We've got a little bit of everything. You know, we have some Cherokee purples, you know, that are kind of a maroon color, you know. One of my favorite colors, but...
How do you choose all the different plants that you end up growing?
Well, as far as the vegetables are concerned, you know, we have such a loyal customer base that comes to us each year that, you know, I keep a spreadsheet every single year. That's how I can tell you how many plants we have. I count everything. And so I have a count of exactly how many I have. And at the end of the sale, I'm going to count how many are left, if any. And that kind of gives me an idea, okay, well, and I'll make notes throughout. You know, this variety sold out in 2 days. And I'll make a note so that next year we grow a little bit more of that one.
Oh, okay.
Also, if I hear about anything, if something's, you know, the cooking shows anymore, people watch a lot of the cooking shows. And so, you know, last year in particular, they talked a lot about a lemon boy tomato because it's this really pretty yellow tomato. And you could definitely see that we sold a few more lemon boy tomatoes last year because of that. So I have people out there that aren't working that are watching TV for me and checking magazines for me. And, you know, they tell me things that help me choose varieties.
The plant sale starts on April the 30th at 10 a.m., 750 Kings Highway. It's about almost 4 miles past the Chatham Bridge going toward King George. And you can't miss it over on the right-hand side, Rappahannock Adult Activities. And it's as much as a lot of people look forward to Mayfest, I think the whole community looks forward to the plant sales. And sometimes I've run into people and you're over at their house and you'll say, that's a really nice plant. And they'll say, I got it at Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Right. I've gotten, I think, 4 phone calls this week. Asking me about when does this plant sale start and do you have this? Do you have marigolds? Do you have petunias? And so one thing I did want to throw out there is that if people go to www.celebratemayfest.com, on the left-hand side, they'll see where you can click on plant sale. And when that brings up the plant sale part of that webpage, there is an area that you can click and you can get a complete list of every single thing we have, every variety of tomato, pepper, watermelon, cantaloupe, flower, everything.
Huh.
So.
But with all the plants you have, and as much as when people kind of swoop in, I mean, even though as much as you have, a lot of times that first weekend, that first week, a lot gets cleaned
out.
Absolutely.
I would highly recommend. I do want everybody to come to Mayfest. Don't get me wrong. I do want people to come to Mayfest. But if your true intention is to buy plants and have a nice selection, you really need to come that opening weekend.
Yeah.
And that week prior to Mayfest. Because truthfully, after Mayfest, we will be open for a week for plant sales, but the selection is just not there like it was in the beginning.
I think that's when I saw you last year, and it was after Mayfest. Yeah. and it really was sparse. So again, the plant sale starts on the 30th. We're talking about Mayfest, Rappahannock Adult Activities, the big event coming up on May the 7th. CelebrateMayfest.com. is the website that Melissa mentioned. Melissa Suter here, along with Kathy Valentine. We'll continue this talk about Mayfest when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
CelebrateMayfest.com is where you can find out all the information about what we're talking about this morning. Kathy Valentine and Melissa Suter are here to talk about the Mayfest that takes place on May the 7th. The plant sales start on April the 30th. This is all with Rappahannock Adult Activities. And Kathy, you've told your story before, but this is, as we talk about these issues, and we talk about the people that have served through Rappahannock Adult Activities, this is way personal for you because your daughter has been part of this.
Yes, she has, and she this year, and matter of fact, in a couple of months, will turn 39 years old, and she's been with Rappahannock Adult Activities since she's been 22, and so it's been a while, and it's home to her. In so many ways. I mean, she has friends that she's known since high school that have come along with her to RAAI. And yet, at the same time, it's afforded her to be in the community and to develop friendships outside of just sitting in a center somewhere. They go into stores and people know them. They are greeted with their first names and they say hi back. You know, it's just it develops a sense of belonging, and that's something that's very important. We all want that in our lives, and there isn't a person that I know that wouldn't strive to have that happen in their life. So we are the ones that help to promote that. We're the ones that help to achieve that, help them to achieve. So it's very crucial because so many families come to the point of their children graduating from high school at the age of, and for special needs, it's like 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
And suddenly the question is, what are they going to do after this point? And many people don't know, and especially those with severe and profound, because we're talking about people with some of the severe medical needs along with intellectual disabilities. We serve people that are in wheelchairs. We serve people that will stay in wheelchairs all of their life. It's not a matter of promoting their ability to get up and walk. It's a matter of this is their life. And we support people that cannot feed themselves. And yet, at the same time, we're saying, okay, here's an opportunity for you to go downtown, to be on the streets of downtown, to go in stores, to say hi to people, to be involved on a daily basis. And that's something that if they don't, the parents don't know about this, they need to know that there are opportunities no matter how disabled their child may be. Because to be left in the bushes or to be left behind mm-hmm. is something that causes great trauma in the family. It seems like, oh yeah, you could stay with your family and that'd be great. But when mom and dad die, and this day and age, sisters and brothers are already very involved, and they are developing their own lives and have developed their own lives. They have children of their own. So, you know, we're offering that one place that's available in this area for people that have special needs, intellectual disabilities, physical handicaps also, with those intellectual disabilities to come to us and to be cared for during the day.
I guess for parents, it really is. It provides you just peace of mind.
Oh, greatly. You know, I never question where Andrea is. I know she's always maybe somewhere in town, but I do know that she's safe, and I do know that she's being cared for. I do know that people care for her during the day, and that's a big thing because if there's an issue, I know about it. I mean, if Andrea has a breakdown somewhere, I know about it. And I know what has happened and how the people have handled it. I can talk to them one-on-one. I don't have to go through three different phone calls to find that person. They're right there and available to me. If I'm working, I can continue to work. It's not like I have to stop working, which if Andrea was at home at this point, I would be dead. I mean, physically and emotionally, I would be dead.
As a caregiver,
It's just very, very difficult. So, you know, I see it as a blessing in our family's life, and so do her sister and brother, who see that also as a great blessing.
Yeah, I've always just thought about you and your husband and taking care of her, but for the brothers and sisters too, it's peace of mind.
It is. Well, and they see it that we're aging out. We're no longer the spring chickens out there, and we're having to deal with our situation as we have retired and what we need to do, let alone that if we had Andrea, how much pressure that would put on them to worry about their parents at the same time worrying about Andrea's needs. What was going to happen to her. I mean, it's still an issue that they think about. It's still an issue that they ponder deeply because they know when we're gone, it's their responsibility then to step in and help lead her life, guide her life. And so it's something that they're always aware of. It never leaves. When you're in a family with someone who has a disability, it's always a part of your family. It's not like it's a bad thing. It's just that it's there, and you must take care of it. And it's not something you take care of once. It's something you just continually work with. And so by providing programs through the community that offer these areas that, you know, help all of the people that have intellectual disabilities, that's a real bonus.
Well, Melissa, you mentioned in the last segment, you with the plants and what you do, you work with all these people really closely, and it was neat when you said, you know, how you love it, and that's why you do what you do.
Absolutely. I mean, these individuals, you know, and we always refer to them as individuals, and people tend to try to not necessarily separate them from the population, but they refer to them differently. And the one thing that I have learned, and you know, I grew up with family members who had intellectual disabilities, so I've kind of been around it my whole life. Okay. But I obviously, in this position that I have now, I'm around it more. And you know, there are so many ways that these individuals are just like us. So many ways, and there's so many. You know, as much as people try to make it different, in so many ways, it's not. You know, I mean, these individuals have a need to feel proud of something, which is what we're trying to provide with them helping in horticulture and them helping with plants. You know, they need to feel important. They also need to feel loved. And that's one thing I encourage people to do, because, you know, if you're not familiar or closely familiar with a person that has an intellectual disability, I really encourage people to reach out and become close, because you're not going to find people in this world that are as genuine, as sweet, as loving, and as kind as these individuals. I mean, I get more hugs a day than most people on the face of the planet, and I love every one of them. And every single one is just as genuine. But they are very loving people, very sweet people, and they care. They have personalities just like you and I. And you know, those personalities are awesome. You know,
yeah.
I have individuals that tell me jokes, you know, that their lives are very much like ours. It's just they have that one little hindrance, you know, maybe it's that wheelchair that prevents them from getting into a particular place they want to go, or, you know, but they still have those desires.
Well, and when I saw you last spring, what struck me is you all were joking around. Mm-hmm. It was just like being in any other workplace.
Oh, yeah. You know, and they are human beings just like we are. You know, talk to them like they are your friend. Don't talk to them as if they're a child. They're not. They're adults. Yeah. You know, talk to them just as you would other adults. And they appreciate that. You know, they understand everything you're saying. They're not exempt from the understanding factor. But they are a lot of fun. A lot of fun to work with. A lot of fun to get to know. And I know that I work with them, but I also feel they're my friends.
Well, and that's a good challenge just to mm-hmm. get to know, because a lot of times you don't want to,
or right.
You don't know. You can be just inhibited yourself,
right?
And that's a good encouragement right. to get to know.
Don't have that fear, you know. Yeah. Just don't have that fear. There's nothing to be afraid of with these individuals.
Well, and Kathy, I guess when you're talking about just how you know where your daughter, where Andrea is, and that she's being taken care of, you see somebody like Melissa and her commitment and to everything, it does make you feel like, you know, there are people, workers out there like that yeah. that are really taking care of these loved ones.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like, I mean, it's like any of your other children.
Yeah.
And you're, even if you're married, your spouse, I mean, you want to know that they're being in the surrounding area, whether it's at work or playing or whatever, that people care about them and that they can express, that your child can express themselves in whatever way that is possible for them to do so, and that they're valued. So many times, even in this day and age, as we go about out in the public, Andrea and I'll be out, and I'll see people stop and just stare. And often it's children. And I often think that we have not educated on our part the public as much as we need to. And I also think that maybe parents haven't been educated enough then, because they're not educating their children, their own children, that these individuals who have special needs are not scary.
Right.
They're far from scary. Mm-hmm. They're just as real, just as loving, just as important and valued as any other person on the planet Earth. To walk alongside of them is a special blessing. Andrea often will say to me, as she puts her arm, and I'm sure she does this for you mm-hmm. too, she'll put her arm up on your shoulder and she'll pat you and she'll yeah. ask you, are you all right?
Yeah, she does.
And she has a concern that, you know, you're all right. Not that she has a problem, but that you're all right. Or sometimes I'll ask her, well, how was your day? It was bad. You know, so I mean, and I'll say, well, what was bad about it? And then she'll start talking a little bit, and I'll say, well, that wasn't too bad, was it? I mean, and so it's the same type of family life. It's just that there's more involvement. There is more need that has to be met. And so people in the public need to realize that we're a structure that maybe just a little, our paint color is a little different. Mm-hmm. You know, we may have bright red on our door, and we may have yellow shutters, and we may have purple walls, but inside the home, we are family, and that person is just as valued in the home as they are in the community.
The Rappahannock Adult Activities, what we're focusing in on, and Mayfest that takes place May 7th. The annual plant sale starts on the 30th, and both of these events help fund the work that we're talking about with Rappahannock Adult Activities. Also, there is coming up on May 3rd the Community Give, and that's also an opportunity to help Rappahannock Adult Activities. We'll talk about that when we come back. Kathy Valentine, Elisa Suda here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about Mayfest that comes up on May the 7th. And in this area, also connected to Mayfest, the big plant sale, that starts on April the 30th. And we'll get into all the details on what happens at both Mayfest, and we'll talk about the plant sale again in just a few minutes. Kathy Valentine, Melissa Suter here from Rappahannock Adult Activities. Melissa's the horticultural specialist. Mm-hmm. that has gotten all the plants and everything together. Mayfest and the plant sale, it's a fundraiser for Rappahannock Adult Activities, and that helps put together a lot of the programs that we've talked a little bit about here this morning. The Community Give comes up on May the 3rd, and that also is another opportunity for people to give to Rappahannock Adult Activities.
That's absolutely true, and it's encouraging because it gives the person an opportunity to do it at their time that they select. They go online to the Community Give and for this area, and they can sign up right there when they're going to give, what time. They can make it either 3 in the morning, or they can make it noon, or they can make it 8 o'clock at night, whatever works for them. It's all through a 24-hour period. So it really helps them to make a choice of how they want to give, how much they want to give. And it's important to the community because it's one way that the community can reach out as a total arm and support so many organizations. And we're just one of those. So we look forward to people participating. And also, all of the funding that we receive from Mayfest and things like this go to actually providing a scholarship for those that don't have a waiver and are in need of coming to this day support. As we look down the road this year, we just say thank you to the legislators because they did pass more waivers. So there are more waivers available this year. But the need still is out there, and it's a huge need still. They haven't covered everybody. So there are people that will come out of high school and not have any funding. And so by giving to the Rappahannock Adult Activities, you do provide a place for someone. And that's important.
And as you talked a few minutes ago, Kathy, and we're talking about how your daughter's being taken care of, unfortunately, just because of money and space and all, that there are families, I guess, well, they're on waiting lists or hoping to get their family member in the position that some of these people are in.
Oh, my goodness, yes. The waiting lists never end.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a truth. It's never going to end because every year someone is born with a special need, with intellectual disabilities. And so then as they go through school and they come to that graduation point, you know, that they have to have some kind of funding because there's nothing else for them. They're not going to go to work, per se. And not everybody's going to sit and do a job as you and I would know it. Yeah. There are jobs available, and some will do that. But the people with severe and profound are not going to be out there doing the jobs that you and I might think of. Also, the waiver has been redesigned, and as of July, it goes into place. And in the redesign, we used to think of piecework in sheltered workshops. That is being disbanded, and there will be no piecework payment. So everyone is scrambling right now, redesigning programs, trying to figure out what's going to work, what works best, and with the individual in mind. You know, we can't design a program without looking what we have and then what we have to go to. And so that's a big thing right now as everyone in the whole Commonwealth that's involved in special needs and intellectual and developmental disabilities is looking at how things are going to run and how to get things set up. So it's a challenge, but it's a good challenge.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I'm sure it's a stressful challenge, I'm sure.
Yes, because what the waiver is saying is that they can't come into the centers that we provide. We have seven places right now that we've got them distributed into different areas in their own communities.
Yeah.
If you live in Spotsylvania, you're in a center in Spotsylvania more than likely. But what they're saying is we can't have them come in and just stay there. That we actually have to get them in and then get them out. And we have to have them out for so many hours a day. And it can't just be going to the movies. You can't do that. Everything has to be something that is a learning experience. And so it's called community engagement. That's the big words. And so we have to engage people when we're out. They have to learn something as they're out there. It can't just be, oh, isn't this a great movie? We can't do that anymore.
Well, I guess the challenge is to be able to do that, you've got to have people that are trained to do some of these things.
That's absolutely true. Our whole staff is re-gearing, as we might say, and looking at how to go about this. I mean, from the very top to the very bottom, and the board is included in that. As a board of directors, we're looking at what is needed, where will we need to come and give assistance to, and how will we help to get those new areas opened up so that we can have that community engagement outside of our little shell, so to speak. We are going to be stepping out. Our guys are out every day. That's not an issue. It's just the way we're going to have to go about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. And I'm guessing this was a federal directive?
Yes, it came under the suit that the federal government brought against the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the Commonwealth of Virginia said, okay, if you'll give us so many years, we will redesign the waiver, the whole waiver, and we will move from there and put new programs in place. And so the Commonwealth was spared a large fine so far by complying. It's still being held out there. The suit is still, the results are still pressing against the Commonwealth of Virginia, but they are trying to get it in order and trying to comply. And also the label of intellectual disability will go away. It's all designed now that it will be developmental disabilities, which is kind of good in some ways because it takes off some of that stigma, that will be helpful.
Again, it's, May 3rd is the Community Give, thecommunitygive.org, and go check out, there's a list there of everybody that's participating, and look up Rappahannock Adult Activities, and find out more information if you have to. If you go to celebratemayfest.com, you'll see what's happening Mayfest, and you'll learn a little bit more about Rappahannock Adult Activities too. So hopefully people click that on, and a lot of people give $25 gifts.
And above.
Or more.
And above, right. Doesn't have to be just that because like you both have talked about, the opportunities. You'd like to do even more, and then there are a lot of people in this area that can't be part of the program just because you're constrained by what you've got as far as money or personnel.
That's right. We, you know, it's amazing because we're looking at even changing some of the facilities around, of moving things around. We, you know, we're trying very hard to advance with the times, and so to do that, though, we have to have the people come to us, and they need the income to be able to do that.
Yeah,
it costs something like $22,000, I think it is, a year for a person to be involved in day support. That's not something to blink at. I mean, no. For many, it may seem that way, but it really isn't, because if you take that out of your family budget, that is quite a chunk.
So. Yeah, and like you say, there are people all around the community today that will be at different places. And a lot of times we're just not, if you don't have a direct involvement, you may not even know about that.
Yeah, and you know, if you're afraid to say hi to some of them, you can see a staff person, go up to the staff person and ask if you can say hi. I mean, you know, sometimes people are a little shy because they don't want to intrude maybe. Don't worry about that. Go up to the staff person and say, hey, you know, can I get to say hi to somebody? You know, I've heard about you guys, and I really would like to know some things, and I'd like to say hi to some people. So don't ever feel shy about that.
No, the day a year, last spring, when I went over to Rappahannock Adult Activities and saw Melissa, and we were talking plants, and they had set up this table, and they were having the greatest time, and they made everybody feel just welcome. We're so glad you're here. How can we help you?
Yeah. That's for sure. And you know, talking about Mayfest, that's an opportunity where you can actually see them.
Sure.
In a situation that's less formalized, so to speak, because they're out there having a grand old time. Mm-hmm. And they like to dance, and we have live music. This year, we're having a group called the Grateful Dads, and then we also will have Voices, which is a group of special ed kids from Spotsylvania High School area. So you know, we're going to have that. But then we're also having a DJ who will give music that is going to be a lot of fun to dance to. So that's something you can come out and ask them if they want to dance. Mm-hmm. They'll love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Mayfest actually gets started with breakfast. Usually have a breakfast that starts at 8:30.
Yes, it does. And I forget the time when there's going to be 7:30, but we are going to have breakfast out there. And then we also have lunch. We are going to have hamburgers going and hot dogs, I think it's going to be going. So there's plenty of food. We do charge for the food because it is a fundraiser.
Yeah.
It's the one big fundraiser we have. So we're charging for that. There will be greyhounds out there with the
–
ooh. Yeah. And greyhounds and labs and possibly golden retrievers and little dogs, because the therapy dogs are going to be out there.
Yeah.
And people love to stand and talk to them and pet a dog. So, you know, we welcome anybody and everybody to come out. It's for the grandmas and the grandpas, and it's for the moms, dads, and the kids. So bring the family.
30 years of Mayfest. Anything that's hung around for 30 years is been pretty successful.
I would hope so.
Mayfest is May the 7th. The plant sale is April the 30th. We'll go through all of that and talk about the plants and what you can expect and wrap all this up when we come back on Town Talk this morning. Kathy Valentine here, Melissa Suter here, and it is celebratemayfest.com for Mayfest. If you're interested in finding out more about Rappahannock Adult Activities and providing some funds for them on the day of the Community Give on May 3rd, thecommunitygive.org. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Talking about Mayfest this morning. Now, Rappahannock Adult Activities, the big event is the plant sale that starts on the 30th. Mayfest itself is May 7th. Breakfast is served, according to my list here, 8:30 to 10:30, and then activities from 10 until 3. 750 Kings Highway, as you're going toward King George, about 4 miles out there from the Chatham Bridge. Can't miss it on the right-hand side. Melissa Suter's the horticultural specialist, and the plants are ready to go. When you gave the numbers a little bit earlier about 4,500 tomato plants, thing is, they'll be gone quickly.
The tomato plants go very quickly. Pepper plants go very quickly. If you have favorite varieties, by all means, come early. Because, you know, those Better Boys and Beefmasters, the most popular, do sell out very quickly. So do come early. But we don't have just vegetable plants. So even if you're a flower person like myself, you know, come on out, because we have some beautiful flowers. One thing I'm excited about this year, we have some coleus that you're not going to find at Walmart, Lowe's, and Home Depot, because there are particular varieties that are only available to us small growers. And so that's kind of a new thing that we're excited about, and we'll have those. So come see that, because you're not going to find it anywhere else.
And you're not going to find plants anywhere, even at some of the local nurseries, that look as good as what you've got.
I will say that our plants are spoiled. our plants are a little spoiled, because we do tend to baby them quite a bit and take really good care of them. We want people to have the best quality product. You know, we want you to come support us and help us, but we also want you to get your money's worth as well. So that's very important, and we really feel that people do.
Now, and your plants withstand the weather. I've seen some of some of the flowers that have, even in the dry, hot conditions, they push on.
It's all about keeping them healthy and keeping a healthy plant, and they will tend to withstand.
You usually start all of this early part of the year.
We actually plant geranium seed in January.
Yeah.
When the day we come back from New Year's, we plant geranium seed. So it does start early.
Wow. There is a lot of planting.
And we only have 600 geraniums, so make sure you come get some.
Geraniums are just a wonderful, they are just a wonderful plant.
They are. And theirs are very healthy. And like I said, they were planted from seed. So they have a very sturdy base to them. They're very nice, green, healthy plants.
So you can come to Mayfest and you can come to Mayfest and see the plants. Mm-hmm. But if, like you said earlier, if you really want something
if you want the best selection, come April 30th and that week prior to Mayfest. But also come to Mayfest.
Yeah, you know. Do both. It's not and or.
We want you both, chums.
And get there early. I mean, if you're coming that even the 30th, when you talked about last year, the people were there at 8:30 you open at 10 o'clock.
People were there at 8:30 standing in line waiting. And I even went out and explained, you know, I cannot open until 10 o'clock. We're fine with that. Okay. So
just want to get your place in line.
Right. So it is kind of become an experience, I guess, for folks.
And Kathy, the whole Mayfest experience, like you said, it's fun for the people that are involved with Rappahannock Adult Activities, but it's fun for the community, for families, for older people, and you get to know and get to see a lot of this up close.
That's absolutely true. And amazingly, you know, we have more going on that I've just even spoken about probably, but we do have raffles going on now. You can get raffle tickets. Mm-hmm. There are 6 of them for $10. If you see somebody that's involved with RAI or you want them and you need to call us then and tell us you want some, because that is something that, once again, all of those funds go directly to the participants. And there is a $500 gift on that. Gift prize on that raffle, so ooh, plus many others. And we also have a silent auction that has some Disney World tickets in it, some baseball tickets, I believe it is, for the Nationals. I don't know about the Orioles, so I can't say right off the top of my head. But we also have some Redskin, if you're a Redskin fan. I don't know of anybody in this area that might be. But anyway, we have some Redskin memorabilia. We have some other things out there and just some real good gifts that maybe put in a bid on the silent auction. You may walk away with something great.
And a good way to kind of keep tabs on what is available in that silent auction is to like us on Facebook. If you go to Facebook or Twitter, either one, and look up Rappahannock Adult Activities, we will pop up with our little logo. Mm-hmm. Lots of tidbits lately about plants, flowers, vegetables. Lots of pictures of the guys that we support helping with those things. Lots of information about the community to give. It's just a great way to kind of keep in touch with us and keep up with what's going on. And, of course, we would love to have a lot of likes and a lot of shares. So please go and like us. And share us.
Yep. Now you can see all this information and know what's going on. So both Facebook and Twitter for Rappahannock Adult Activities. Also, CelebrateMayFest.com has everything you need to tell you about this. And again, the community give is a great chance outside of all this to really put your money forward and help Rappahannock Adult Activities. TheCommunityGive.org is the website. We're on May 3rd. You can do all of that. Well, this never gets old. Thank you both for coming in and giving us all the information on Mayfest. May 7th, the plant sale starts on April 30th. Kathy Valentine, Melissa Suter, thank you so much. See you soon. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you.
That's it for Town Talk. See you next time on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.